Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
I was fucking with the settings on everything before. So it was a little.
What? No intro? What happened?
Yeah, I kind of fucked up. I meant to do the intro, and then, yeah. We'll start over.
What the fuck?
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 666. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording inside the Slapbox penthouse yet again. My trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulder, is laying over by the soundboard, ready to do some damage. And to my right here... The one and only Muffin Man.
Muffin
it's been
Man.
A few years.
It's been a few years. It's been a while.
It's a little different doing it in here. I don't think you've done it all
First time over here. First time
this
inside.
Is like it's breaking the old hymen in the penthouse. This swanky penthouse.
Gonna widen it up.
For episode 666, as I really fucked up the intro, I was like, totally forgot I was even recording at the beginning there. It's like, you know, 666, no, because I had the music playing, it's not really going to be.
I'm sorry.
It's my own damn fault.
It's okay.
You'd think it after 666 episodes that I would have, you know, figured it out by now, but apparently not.
Been on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's a little weird doing two microphones now. It's been a minute since I've had anybody else.
Sounds weird.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
It sounds weird?
A little echoey.
Oh, well. I mean, it sounds good on my end.
That's good. That's all that matters.
I might need to adjust yours. Maybe.
Maybe.
Crank it up. Crank it up a little bit. Mine's a little bit louder than yours.
That's okay.
Maybe I'm just louder in general.
So, you've been doing a lot of painting?
Yeah, I've been painting, and that's what I've been talking about most episodes nowadays, about
just,
how
just
much
painting?
As every episode comes along, I hate painting more.
Yeah.
It's really...
You think you should hit this room up, too?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to do this room, too, but I think I might wait a while on that. No. I do need to get the drywall fixed in here, but what do you think I had to paint this room?
Black.
I want the light in here. I kind of like having light in one of the rooms. Downstairs is dark as shit now.
So like an Easter color. Brighten it up a little bit.
Something. Maybe that'll help.
What's that? Oh, that sounds a little
there
bit better.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. I upped your little settings there. I'm trying to multitask.
It's
talking.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I have not ran two microphones on this board before, so it's a little...
First time.
Yeah, it's. Well, I'm breaking a hymen for myself here.
So how long have you been doing the podcast in this room?
I don't remember when I moved into this room doing
it. And did you call it something else when you were...
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. It's been a few years since I was in the other room. I've been in here... See, it's 2020. Dude, I've lived here for 4 years. The holiday, yeah, because Memorial Day, it makes 4 years.
There you go.
Because I moved in Memorial Day weekend of 2021.
I think I hit 14 or 15 years.
Yeah.
I just hit 24 years at my job.
Your house can almost get its permit.
Yeah.
Start driving here soon.
Falling apart.
Yeah, I feel you there. I just got the roof redone on Friday.
See, I'd like to go 10, like a 10 roof.
Yeah, I can't do that, unfortunately, because
part of one unit of
10 townhouses that are connected, and kind of have to keep it in the same vein. Though that would be sweet.
Could you do a different color?
I think I got to keep it in the same.
I'd do something outrageous.
Well, yeah. I don't think they'd like that.
No.
I don't know what they could do about it exactly, but.
Exactly. Fuck them.
I don't know that they could foreclose on me or the HOA has some control over the stuff, but I don't remember how that works exactly.
I haven't paid my neighborhood dues in like 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, you have dues too?
Yeah, it's only like $25 a year, but.
Oh. What does that do? What does that $25 go towards? Street cleaning?
Like, I
what
guess
is that?
We got somebody that comes by. And
sounds like
the
racketeering.
Snow, but probably towards vacations, I would assume.
Yeah.
Vacations and hobbies.
Yeah.
That's what it goes towards.
Yeah, I pay $50 a month for an HOA fee.
Yeah.
That's supposed to go towards like cutting the grass and like cleaning the gutters.
Oh, our roads. Our roads are getting bad too.
We're supposed to have that go towards clearing the road for the snow too. But
if we want to get ours paved, we've got to pay for the amount of property space that we own on the road front.
Oh.
Mine's not too much because it narrows out towards the property.
Yeah.
But still, I don't want to fucking pay for it.
I gotcha. Yeah, they didn't. Apparently, there was a deal with some company to clear the roads that was like, from what I understand, a year, like a couple $100.
No.
They decided that was too much money from what I heard from one of the neighbors. They actually moved out, the former neighbor that was over there. And they were not happy with that deal. The people that now own the HOA and like most of the other units here, and because they weren't the original people that owned it when I moved in, but they didn't like the deal that they had, and it was like I don't know $400 at the most for as many clearings as they needed for the road. And this last winter hit, they had to clear it like two or three times, and they. It went a couple of days the first time without getting cleared because they didn't want to pay because they'd have to straight up pay. They didn't have a deal with anybody.
It wouldn't seem to cost that much. It's not that
long but
of a road.
They paid like $200, I think, just for or maybe over that just for one clearing of the one time. And then they had to clear it a couple of times and then they just charged us again for it because like, oh, it was an outstanding bill for getting the clear. So they pushed it on to all of us. After we already pay an HOA fee.
Bastards.
Yeah, so yeah, that's fun stuff. Fun stuff of paying a HOA fee and
I
can understand you're not wanting to pay.
I forget. I'm like, one day I'll just go up there with a few $100 and pay it off.
Like, here you go.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Well, I mean, if they had a problem with it, you'd think they'd get a hold of you.
Technically, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But if I were to go to sell my house, they still, through contract or something, I'd have to pay whatever
you owed.
Yeah, would come out of that if I sold the house.
Gotcha.
And never caught up to what I owed them.
Be like, fuck you, I'm never moving out.
Yeah.
Get that money when I'm dead and gone.
Just like.
Yeah. Fuckers.
Money.
Yeah. I wish I had some kind of passive income, though, to collect, like, on something like that. If I just owned something that would just collect money.
Get a roommate.
And I didn't have to. Well, that's not passive income much, because,
Well, you still got... Get a quiet one. Somebody that works from home.
Yeah.
Really
anti-social. I'd like to work from home, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. I go out, now that I've got the movie theater basically set up downstairs, and I've got more reasons to not leave home. Like, god damn it, I need to work from home.
Yeah, some people I know that work from home only work like 2 hours a day.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who could that be?
A lot of people.
Yeah, that could be a lot of people. That could be a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Do you watch Black Mirror at all?
I watched like the first few episodes or seasons, but I never got into
I've seen every episode. Nice. I like me some Black Mirror. There's some great episodes. But this last season they just put out, there was an episode with Rashida Jones in it and Quincy Jones' daughter.
No.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything, but she was in it. I think it's called Common People. But the premise is... she's got some kind of disease she gets ill and she's like, her brain's fucked up and they put this thing inside her that fixes everything except she's got to be connected basically to the internet and for them to like run to like save her brain and like keep it going, because they had like a, I don't remember exactly how it works, but they have like her brain sort of on their servers or something, and they keep upping the price for the services. And then so there's like streaming services, how you got like, oh, you have ads now. Well, like, she had ads. Like, they started running. She had to do ads. Like, all of a sudden, like, it would take over and she would do ads and everything. And I forgot where I had a point to this story.
I'm lost right now.
I forgot what even led into this story.
No,
but what we were talking about previously, I was going, there was going to be a connection, and I totally digressed and fucking shit.
I found a little internet on The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
She's on the Ahsoka.
Yeah, yeah.
The Asian woman with the staff.
Yeah, I forgot her.
She is her name. Bruce Lee is that's his great god grand or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Like, she's related.
Bruce
Lee.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think I know what character you're talking about.
The one that he gets the what's the metal called?
Oh, damn it.
Fucking, that, God, yeah, I fucking.
Beskar.
Beskar, yeah, the Beskar staff.
The Beskar. Oh, I thought you were talking about, okay.
No, I'm talking about the one that had the Beskar staff that that Ahsoka and her fought.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Asian woman that's on Ahsoka.
Oh, but, no.
Yeah, I forgot her name too. But yeah, I got you. I know exactly what you're talking about now. All right. I'm feeling
on board.
It. You're bored?
On board.
Oh, on board. I thought you were critiquing me.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're only 10, 12 minutes in here. That's give it another minute or so. that's freaking me out. Natasha Lyonne's looking at me, and my computer's not, what the hell? It is, yeah. I was going to try to look up that. I must not be getting a very good internet connection today. I probably need to reset my modem and all that. I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah, the thing's not loading up. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know how these things work.
It's a lot of windows you got up there.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got two different browsers open with like multiple
plugins.
Normally, that's not a problem.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I might need those. I might eventually go back to the Bavarian Alps.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Probably more because it goes off to the right.
No, that's it. That's it.
You got
10
open on both sides.
Well, is there more? No, that's
okay.
That's old shit. yeah, I can't find the Asian lady that you're referring to. Oh, there's Carl Weathers, the late great Carl Weathers. That's sad that he's no longer with us.
She's like a part of that witch.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The
witches
from Dathomir. Whatever. Yeah, Dathomir.
Excited for the season two of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know when that's coming out?
This year, I believe.
Oh, really? Yep. This year. Fantastic. They've got, I forgot the actor's name, but the one that's replacing Ray Stevenson
is
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Which he looks good, I think, would be a good fit. But I did think that Ray Stevenson did a really good job.
I'm just excited because of the storyline that they left us off with on that planet.
Yeah,
about
Admiral Thrawn. I can't speak.
Or how the zombies kind of started, in a sense, I guess.
Yeah,
isn't that what he was saying?
It's been a minute now. I'm trying to remember.
I'm pretty sure I just watched it.
It's been a while. I watched it when it first came out.
He relates to the planet as like something to do with the Force.
Or, you know,
there's a larger power here than something. So I think it's gonna have something to deal with. Some type of dark force.
Zombie troopers.
Yeah.
I mean, zombies in space. I mean, anything in space is usually pretty cool.
lightning bolts.
Some Palpatine-esque lightning bolts.
That's what I got. I kind of wish, what was it? The other one that just came out, that got canceled right away.
The Acolyte. That?
I actually liked the Acolyte.
I didn't care for the characters for the most part. It started out real rough, but near the end, and then showing
really
Darth Plagueis, I wanted to know more about Darth Plagueis.
Because of the storyline, I wanted to see more of that. And
I wanted to see Darth Plagueis.
And actually, if you go back and you hear about his apprentice, his fighting style.
Yeah.
I just watched a clip on it. He is one of the most banned Jedi fighting styles. That's where he cuts out his lightsaber.
Yeah.
And then turns it back on and stabs you.
Oh.
It's like one of them, you can look it up. It's banned from the Jedi Academy. But that's his fighting
They
technique.
Ban all the good stuff.
Yeah, fucking pussies.
Fuckers. Force choking. I mean, shit. What if you were just using the force choking on yourself to do the autoerotic asphyxiation? I can't speak. Asphyxiation? Do you think Vader did that a lot? Like he's jerking
probably.
Off and
I mean,
he's just choking himself with the force while he's jerking off?
Towards himself, so yeah.
Although I don't know that his dick survived. I mean, that could have been
part
machine.
Burnt, but, you know.
I'm not sure.
Could have had a robot dick.
Let's ask the internet. Did
Darth Vader's dick
survive?
Still have a dick. Google.
Google. I'm sure there's got to be an answer to this. Did Darth Vader dick survive? This is a Reddit. Reddit's not necessarily...
I'll give us something, though.
Well, yeah, let's see what Reddit has to say about it. This is Maw Installation, right? Or no, that's the subreddit, is the Maw Installation. Critical Paste 847 is the user. Basically, did his privates get burned off, or did Vader lose his genitals on Mustafar? Basically, did his privates get burned off when he suffered fourth-degree burns? Like, I know they'll probably never confirm, but what are the odds his bits didn't either burn off or at least wind up being irreparably damaged? If so, how do you think he reacted to that? I'm thinking
they should have
pretty
put
sad.
Some fish scales on it.
Could that help fuel some of his rage, do you think? Fish scales?
Yeah.
Would that
I heard sometimes they put fish scales on stuff.
Well, I don't know. Let's see here. They say, hard to say it wasn't set directly on fire since he was lying on his stomach, but Obi-Wan Kenobi makes it clear his front half got burned pretty badly as well. Might be a moot point, though, since he can only remove the suit in very specialized environments, and I don't think the armor has a fly.
You think he had some type of a fucked up contraption like the Wild Wild West with
to fuck things?
Yeah.
Remember the bad guy?
Yeah. the villain that was in the wheelchair, and he'd like...
I don't know that I ever saw the movie all the way through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a sex scene.
Yeah, is it kind of like From Dusk Till Dawn with Sex Machine?
No, I mean, he drove up onto this contraption while a lady was strapped into this contraption.
Ooh,
but
that sounds
I don't know
hot.
If he had a dick or not. That's the thing, so.
Now I got a Wild West sex scene. Now I'm quite... That is...
I mean, what else would Darth Vader do in that little dome by himself? You think he's just healing that entire time?
I mean, he's just, he could be trying to bait to Padme and just oh, I remember when we fucked. Now I remember when I basically killed you. Nude scenes. What? Oh, that's not the right sex scene.
No, put wheelchair sex scene.
Okay.
Wheelchair sex scene.
Do, do, do. Google.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. No. That's all one word. Okay. Do, do, do.
Looks like we're going to have to watch the entire movie.
Well, let's see here. There's a clip of it.
Right now,
damn it. As it's weird. I've got it set in the recording. Well, I've got it set. It doesn't actually play that in the recording, so we're just hearing that in our headphones, which is really screwy. But let's see what is this look like the scene?
I mean, how long do we have there?
2 minutes and 53 seconds.
I mean, you can fast forward a little bit.
Abraham Lincoln's blowing up.
That's the guy right there that we're watching.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair.
See,
he's only a torso. He has no.
Let's go a little bit farther because there is a sex scene with him in this movie.
Okay. He is rolling out in a wheelchair as. I don't know if we'll get the sex scene here. This may not be as. But I guess if there's no dick, then.
Wait, is he going off now?
It's weird seeing Will Smith young.
Get out of the way, Will Smith. Shut up.
Go smack somebody for
Move
saying your wife's name. Yeah, it is really. I haven't watched any old I don't think this has got the sex scene in it. Damn it. Let down. Now I'm gonna have to, I guess, go back and watch all of Wild West. Well, here, this sounds like this website might have something about the sex scene because it's 50 things they have to say about Wild Wild West. But shouldn't there be like a picture? Oh, that looks like a dick.
No, I think it's a laser cannon.
Oh, of course it is. A steampunk vibrator is what they call it.
Ooh,
they don't even get that big into details of what they say. Just 15, yeah. It's just, that is a lazy. Yeah, I'm not, damn it. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing able to, maybe if I just look up images, we'll get an image of him fucking in that wheelchair. A steampunk wheelchair at that. He's got the steam coming out. So it's a mechanical wheelchair in the Wild Wild West. Yeah, I guess I'll have to actually watch the movie, which is, I don't know that I want to watch all of the Wild Wild West to get a half-robot sex scene as I have to sneeze.
It's worth it.
Damn it. Are you sneezing?
In tight.
Oh, shit. Oh, my brains are coming out on that one. As couldn't react enough to hit the mute button. It was coming out. It was had to get it out. And now my nose is running. That's fantastic. As I don't know why I keep scrolling down for images if it wasn't at the top.
The death to a unicorn.
Yeah, you watched it?
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
I really did enjoy that. Yeah. I thought it was funny. When we saw it at the Alamo Draft House, one cool thing about that theater is before the movie, they show like a vignette of different things, like either related to the stars in the movie, it's either got people that are in the movie, like just different stuff. Some of it can be like commercials. It can be all kinds of different stuff, like old stuff that you probably may have never seen. And then there's stuff related to the theme of the movie. So like with Death of a Unicorn, they had a Three Stooges episode that involved a unicorn. It was like one of the, had to be like one of the last ones. It was one of the Joes.
Oh, really?
It was, it was like, I think it said the date. It was like, yeah, I didn't care for any of the Joes, but it looked like, and Mo and Larry looked old as shit. I think it was probably one of the last things they filmed. And they had like some kind of space thing going on too. Yeah. It was,
the end they started doing, it'd be the Three Stooges at the National Park. It'd be like them going on a camping trip in real life. But
basically, they wanted a vacation. They're like, let's go, let's go to Yosemite.
But you know, it'd be like, you know, also it'd be like a selling point too.
Yeah,
and they showed clips of, you know, out in the lake, Stooges skiing. I love me some Stooges.
Oh, I mean, I grew up on the Stooges. I haven't seen Stooges other than going to the Alamo Draft House.
At least once a week.
Oh, man. Just, yeah, YouTube, that's still dedication.
There's like 5-hour videos of it. and shit. It's great.
Unicorn. I gotta find out now. Oh, there's pictures of it. Like, they're in, like, spacesuits. And there's a fucking unicorn.
And there's a movie that they did.
Oh, Have Rocket Will yep. Travel yep. is that.
Yep, that's
1959.
The movie.
Okay.
That's a great movie.
That is one of the Joes, though. Joe Derita. Is that the last Joe?
Yeah. It was.
There was
one
what,
of
like
Joes,
four Joes?
There was two, I thought. Curly Joe and Joe are.
Let's see here. Stooges actors. I want to find out. There was a few. Mo Larry, obviously. Shemp. Curly Howard. And then there was Joe Derita. Curly Myers, who was Curly Joe.
Okay.
Joe Besser. And then Hal. I don't remember Hal Fryer. Oh, I think Hal Fryer was the guy that they originally.
Like the director?
Well, I think he's the one that originally. Let's see here what they fucking say.
And they also made appearances, too, when the others weren't doing it. Like Curly, he made some appearances in their films.
Well, he was in rough shape though by that point, wasn't he? Like he was.
I'm
I forgot
not sure.
what he died of.
He's big into dogs too. He had a dog sanctuary.
Curly Howard. I mean, Curly Howard, of course. Curly was the best.
Well, fucking.
I mean, and if anybody else says otherwise, they can go fuck themselves. Well, was there originally, I think Shemp was in there, and then it went to Curly, and then when Curly got sick, Shemp came back, and then they started Joe's, right?
Yeah.
The Joe's came to town.
Larry just hanging out in the back of the bus.
Oh, he had a stroke in 1946, Curly. Yeah. So I guess the stroke is basically what did him in. That's no good.
No.
Strokes are no good.
No.
Or so I hear. I haven't had one myself, haven't tried it, but I've seen people that had a stroke, and afterwards it was not great. I remember when Dick Clark, after he had his stroke, did you see the last Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve?
No.
It was bad.
Rough.
It was bad. I don't know why they allowed him to be on TV. Like, I don't know if it was just Dick Clark had so much power.
Are you talking about the guy, the singer?
No, Dick Clark. The guy that used to do the New Year's Eve all the time, and he had Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and he did shows, TV all the time, forever, for like decades.
Show me a picture of our
Dick Clark. All right. But he did the countdown on New Year's Eve all the time. That's Dick Clark.
Oh.
But he did the New Year's Eve countdown all the time.
No, I was thinking of some other old, like, Vegas singer type guy.
Yeah. Anyway.
They had on stage and he looked very tired.
His last ever Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve was like bad. It was like super bad. And like he seemed to never age forever until like right up until about the stroke, and then it just looked like he yeah. He was pretty fucking old when he died. He was fucking nine. I don't remember how old he was. Guess he was lived from 1929 to 2012. So he wasn't.
Dang.
So I mean, he was. Yeah. Whatever that age turns out to be.
It
was 83, 84, whatever. Anyway, he was old as shit, but he had a stroke, and the last time he did the New Year's Eve, he couldn't even count down right.
Oh,
like
shit.
He couldn't say the numbers right and
damn.
Shit. And like they just like no one like helped him with it. No, they just like
it's okay.
Like I'm wondering if he just had that much power because Dick Clark owned a lot of shit with television and everything. Like I don't know if just people were afraid because like Dick Clark maybe demanded he was going to do it, or just people like we have to have Dick out there. Like they were just pushing him to do it. I don't know. I feel like maybe more of him was like he was more the reason why he was out there. But like it was just like this isn't making me happy and excited for the new year. This is really depressing. Like this old guy that's like looks like he's about to die any minute now is trying to count down and he can't. He's Oh, I got to pull this.
Counting down his own death.
Yeah. Last New Year's. This is a little rough here. Let's see here. God damn it. I just want the countdown. No, I don't want commercials. Don't want commercials. Everyone just got commercials, you sons of bitches. That's what I need. I just need to do ads for things. Maybe just paint some ads on the side of my house, get some passive income that way.
Paint your car up.
Yeah, I could do that. Oh, here we go. This is,
Oh, shit.
Boy, oh, boy. He's got, like, a bit of a lisp.
Ruggy.
Oh, he's not doing the countdown. Come on, give me this countdown.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, now that's... They should have just left it with that. But... Where's the countdown? I want to see a video of the countdown. The countdown is just, it's really sad because, I mean, he's like 10, 6, and he's like slowly saying he can't even like find the numbers in his brain. It's fucked up. Like, it's real fucked up. And like, you're like, why the fuck are you? And nobody's saying a word. They're just letting him go.
The boss.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wonder if, like, he was such a Nazi of, like, power and stuff. If, like, if somebody would have, you know, taken him away, like, maybe he would have had him shot or something. Or, like, I'm just wondering what the behind the scenes were like.
Or maybe he was just still under contract.
We fucking own you, dick. I think he owned most of television.
You've got to do this.
You will do this, Dick Clark. Well, I know with Casey Kasem, like, his family, and, like, he had this girlfriend or wife at the end, and they were trying to take control of him because he had some kind of debilitating illness at the end, and they were trying to take everything from him, like this woman or whatever, and then there was a fight between his family, and I don't remember what the exact details on that were, but that got a little dirty. Well, I think with Stan Lee as well, that there was, like, he was a bit, like, dementia-ridden and shit at the end. And, fucking, like, there was...
Did you hear Freddie Murphy? He's got a daughter?
Eddie Murphy?
Or the singer of Queen.
Oh, Freddie Mercury? Yeah.
Yeah, he has, like, a 43-year-old daughter that just came out.
Well, that's weird. I did not hear that. That is, can she sing?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that is... I did not hear about that. Secret daughter.
Yeah.
Secret daughter. What does she look like? She's like a...
You know, it had been like a big orgy.
She's like our age. Do-do-do. Man. Oh, it's in her biography. We don't get to... Do we not?
There you go.
I think that was his friend. Like, she... They were, like, really good friends, too. I think that...
Oh, that's the woman that had the child?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Without reading this whole article, because I'm just kind of skipping around looking for pictures.
Because I like pictures.
No, yeah, well, I don't want to read a whole, like, fucking article here. Oh, what the fuck? I don't know why that showed up. There's some pictures of Alec Baldwin and of the set of the movie where he shot the lady.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why that's showing up in this image search, but that search is I got a beef lisp. I think watching Dick Van Dyke or Dick Clark, sorry, have that lisp kind of fucked me up. I guess this is a picture of his daughter when she was a child. As you got to love that stash.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is. I mean, that says, you know, if I wanted a mustache ride, that's where I would go for a mustache ride. It's something like that is very Super Trooper-esque mustache. As I'm not seeing pictures of her now. As I guess they're she doesn't want to come forward, maybe. I imagine, I wonder if she's got the cash. That'd be a lot of cash.
Yeah.
I mean...
A lot of cash.
I don't know what she looks like, but
want to help me out?
I am thinking I might know of a way to get some other passive income. Yeah, that is not. I'm surprised I didn't hear about that. I did not know.
I think it just came out.
I mean, I knew that he swung both ways at times, but he preferred, from what I understand, the sausage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if I was gonna go gay, I mean, it would have been like with a Freddie Mercury. I mean,
well, and Princess Diana were pretty good friends too.
Yeah, I think I remember that being a thing.
Yep.
I haven't thought much about Freddie Mercury in a while. I think I watched that biopic they did several years ago.
The movie that came out?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. I think I watched that on a plane at one point. It was an all right movie. It was all right. I don't know how accurate it is, which movies tend to not be very accurate to reality.
No.
Much like Braveheart, that movie is very historically accurate. I don't know if you're aware of that. It might take, a few thousand liberties. Like the Scottish, from what I understand, didn't even wear kilts at that time. Like even that is, it's an entertaining movie. I'll give it that. You know, it's entertaining, but from what I understand, like almost zero historical accuracy. There's a,
a lot of disappointment there.
From what I understand, in Scotland they had a big William Wallace statue that was basically Mel Gibson. And I think it had like freedom written on it, and the Scottish people in general, like most of them, hated the statue. And because of the fact that Braveheart was so not close to reality, that was basically disparaging William Wallace about, you know, like completely telling a fabricated version of William Wallace. But they were constantly
had to sell the movie.
Yeah. Well, I think they made the statue years after the movie had come out, but the statue was always getting vandalized. And
did you hear about the statue in Georgia getting vandalized?
Which statue was this?
The one that it's out in the middle of nowhere. Somebody set it up. It's a it's like a cursor for how to live.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
It's got like, you know, if we ever look up stones in Georgia.
Yeah, I need to practice Googling and talking at the same time. And my keyboard is rather loud. Exciting stuff hearing me type. The guide stones? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, those right there.
Yeah,
yep.
The guide stones.
It's kind of interesting if you read through it. But
Georgia Stonehenge.
A bunch of MAG supporters bombed it. Mm.
And then weird, I put stones in Georgia as the search, and the second.
Mick Jagger.
The second search result that comes up is Mick Jagger's 8 children. All about his son. What does that have to do with stones in Georgia?
I like how, like, you know, it's in between.
I guess
too.
Rolling Stones, but yeah. Are his sons and daughters in Georgia? Is one of them named Georgia? Maybe. Oh yeah, one of them's named is Georgia. That's why it came up. But number two. Yeah, that doesn't. Make sense as to why that, yeah. The Google sucks at nowadays at relevancy. The search, of course, most of the time, the search results. I hate all the AI that's like, ooh, let's see what AI has to say about it. First thing, like, no, I don't want to see what AI says about it at all.
Not what scares me the most is whenever I see something and then I go to Google. It's like
it knows already.
Before
what you
I
saw.
Type in like the third letter, it pops up. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I had over a decade ago an experience that I already knew before, like, AI was real big, that, like, I was like, ah, we're fucked. But when I was at Jackman's, at the old bunker.
The bunker?
We were having a conversation about where we didn't, we weren't aware where helium comes from. So then I was like, you know, I don't know. I never really thought about where helium comes from. So where they extract from or whatever. So I went to my cell phone immediately after we talked about it. WH, the first thing that popped up with WH was where does helium come from? I was like, no fucking way that's the top search result of people's search thing. With WH is where does helium come from? Like all those people in the foil hats were so right. back in the day. Now we're all wearing tinfoil hats. Maybe that would protect us.
Drones scare me.
Drones scare you?
Yeah.
Like getting shot by them or what?
I mean, yeah. It doesn't cost that much to make a bunch of drones.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and you can make small ones to kill people. Yeah, you don't need like big
there's,
ones.
There's a company that has a drone that's like, that'll land in your fucking palm of your hand that will carry a small explosive.
Or it could just inject you. You can make them like a mosquito size and go around and just talking.
That's what scares me. Drones. Fuck drones. Just assume we're going to see them all over the place.
That's why I'm sealing up my house really good so that I can just stay in here. Yeah, blacking it out.
Making the rape room.
And, is it black? Because it's black, it looks more rapish? Or like.
No, it just looked creepy.
Just like the dark red
the
with
dark,
the black?
Yeah, it was just, you know.
Just
like,
screams to you, like, this, someone's getting raped in here?
It was like, something's hiding in the shadows.
I mean, I thought it looked like a movie theater, but.
I think there's like.
It could be rape.
It looks like you.
It could be both.
Shit, like, you know, like. You can't see.
I don't
those.
Have, like, chains and stuff down there.
Yeah, that you can see.
They're under the couch.
The picture's like pitch black almost. You don't know. You can just be laying on the floor. You can't see it.
I mean, it's about to get darker because I ordered two more of those shades to go through,
like,
the windows in the dining room.
Dead body laying there. Like,
I mean, you'd smell
that?
It.
You'd be like, that's my bear rug.
That's the prostitute I killed 2 weeks ago. Letting her dry out. the sex was consensual, though. There was no rape. The murder, I don't think she was on board for that part.
Probably not.
But you can't ask her, so how do you know she didn't want it?
Got your passport ready?
Yeah, I've got my old one and the...
I see it over here.
Yeah, this is the new one right here.
There you go.
Man, they're serious now. They got like a hard plastic thing around... The dealio.
Not fucking
I haven't made this official. I think there's a part I got to sign. I haven't signed it yet.
I'm going to sign
I
it.
I better sign it
I'm
so it's official.
My name, I'm putting Muffin Man.
I better do that before you sign it. There we go. My signature's on there. Let's let it dry out before I smear it.
I got some new magnets for your car, too.
Oh, you motherfucker. If I see you go out in my garage, like that's...
Hang it on your garage.
I mean, you might as well put a swastika on there now at this point. I mean, don't... Oh, are you going to put Tesla on there?
Yeah. It's a Tesla. Kill him.
It's a Tesla.
Destroy it.
I think it was you that sent me the video of a Cybertruck with Toyota on the back. That was fantastic. Yeah. I thought that was great.
That's awesome. Don't touch me.
It's a Toyota, I swear. Yeah, I don't think I could do a Tesla, even if it wasn't involved with Elon Musk anymore, but especially those Cybertrucks, they seem kind of like a death trap.
No. I'd still get a Tesla.
I mean, it might be kind of fun to drive, but...
Maybe not the truck.
They have a tendency to catch fire.
No.
And I wouldn't trust the self-driving either. I swallowed my saliva in the in the old breathing canal, and I'll be all right. I just gotta
go get a drink.
Clear. I'm good. I got a drink right here.
Swallow
I just,
your spit. Build it up.
Well, I did swallow my spit. Is the problem? It just went down the lungs.
Okay.
And you know, it's not good to put saliva down there. It was the older I get, the more I do that, and it's like I feel like the way I'm. Good chance, good probability, the way I die is going to be choking on something.
I'm going to die before I'm 70.
Yeah, I pretty confident. Yeah, it will be before 70. Yep. That definitely. I would say
it'll be a heart attack or a stroke.
I say
just due to
definitely,
all my issues I have right now.
Definitely before 70. Yeah. I think I'll be lucky to hit my 60s, but definitely before 70.
Once I hit 60, I'm gonna get a couple credit. I'm gonna try to keep my credit score up there.
Yeah,
until I hit 60, and then take a bunch out.
Shit, I'm already thinking about like, that's like, how long can I push this debt off for? Will this debt outlive me? And like, can I rake up a bunch of debt right before?
Just transfer it over to another 0% interest for a while.
Well, my problem is I did the home equity loan, and that's tied up with the house. If I don't pay that off, that's a problem.
Yeah,
they can foreclose. Although I figure I can live it up until they do.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm just like, all right, I got to find a new place to live. I won't have a movie theater anymore.
No.
That'll be a shame. That'll be a shame. But I've been watching plenty of movies.
We could just, you want to squat?
Squat? Oh, just stay here until the police come
just
and
squat.
Take me out?
Yeah. I'm squatting. Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'll have to get some guns or something.
Yeah.
I hope to.
There we go.
The whole, that'll be my last days on Earth will be just like hiding out here and trying to like steal electricity from my neighbors
and internet
to watch. Yeah, to watch the movies.
Just don't bother me.
And then I have a shootout with the cops as they try to take me out of here.
Yeah.
that's something to look forward to. Hopefully, that's not this year though. I like to push it out a couple of years.
Just start buying guns.
Nah.
Get it safe.
I got a paintball gun. You think that'll hold them off?
For a little bit. They'll just get their real guns out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the end result will still be me dying.
You're basically
I just won't
just
take any of them out
by,
in the process.
What's that called? Death by cop? Or
Yeah.
Suicide, whatever.
Yeah, suicide by cop. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that would be the thing to do. Or not? Well, I don't know. I'm not advocating that.
I mean, you gotta think. What about your pet, man? I don't know. Cops don't shoot cats, though.
So. Yeah, I am. You know, that is the worst.
They do shoot dogs.
Like the I don't want to, you know, leave my cat behind.
I want. Yeah, I know it sounds
Fox
bad,
Mulder,
but
right?
I hope all my pets go before I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. You know, I have it lined up though that my friend Megan will take care of them.
Oh yeah.
I when I say take care of, I don't mean like kill.
Yeah.
But that, you know, she should hopefully, you know, find him a home or whatnot. But I'm hoping that, you know, he doesn't eat my face. If I imagine
he's like laying here for like a couple weeks.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure it'll happen.
They do that. Yeah. Generally, they
do
that.
You'll be the only source.
But I have an automatic feeder.
You'll be tastier. There'll be new smells.
I'm tastier.
there'll be like different smells that he's never smelled coming from you. You're like, what's that?
I'm pretty confident
he'll
that would
come over and check out all the shit that came out of you.
I wouldn't be dead here for that long because at least weeks. I imagine it might be days, but I would think that me missing work and not messaging anybody from work would already draw red flags because I don't miss work.
Yeah.
And that they would probably call in for, like, if Dustin or somebody would call in for a wellness check.
Yeah. Who knows? They just might be having a hard time.
Yeah. My foreman might freak out. She might. That would be the first one to be like, what the fuck? Because, yeah, I've only called in a couple of times at work.
No.
The almost 3 years I've been there, so.
I mean, I got a FMLA now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's bullshit. They don't offer us any sick time, so I'm like, fuck that.
Even now, even though you're supposed to in Missouri? Or when does that actually go through?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
It got thrown out with the raise as well.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, so nobody's getting a raise and no sick time.
That's nice.
But truthfully, all that, I mean, people don't understand, like, people, like, where we work in other places, like, they give PTO out and vacation.
Yeah.
In the restaurant world, they don't.
Yeah.
That's what that was intended for. And, you know, that's kind of shitty that those people aren't going to get shit.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, it's shitty that to get rid of it across the board.
Just in general. And, like, you know, in most cases, like, where I work, they don't offer us sick time. I
mean, yeah, yeah.
You call in, you got to use your own PTO, and then you're also getting pointed for it too. Unless you go and get a doctor's note, which you have to have an appointment now.
And you got to.
So if you can't,
I think
that
depends
that
on your doctor, though.
Well, yeah. But mine, I asked for a doctor's note, and like we don't do that. It's against our policy.
Yeah, that's a crock of shit.
I'm like, what? I'm like,
they want you to come in and pay them.
Well, exactly. But like years ago, I'm talking like a few decades ago, I thought they had like a basic, like, you know, doctor's note fee.
Yeah.
That they used to just charge $35 up front for a doctor's note. And that's what it's all about. It's
I wish I could get $35 for my signature.
I'm like, shit. But yeah, we should be able to get something.
Yeah,
we can use for mental, our whole health care and sick leave and shit so fucking far.
I did find out, though, that recently that I could get German citizenship pretty easily.
No.
Yeah. Do you have German ancestry?
Probably.
It's fairly easy for Americans, if you have like German ancestry, to get citizenship. I'd have to research it, but because of, I believe, my was great-great-grandfather, whoever it was, that left Germany on my father's side. On
so
the Albert
you can
side.
Just go back and be like, I'm back, bitches?
Not quite. I believe,
take me in.
I believe he left because he was in the Luftwaffe, which is the
is
German Air Force. The Luftwaffe is the German Air Force.
It sounds like a cartel.
Luftwaffe, we sell coke.
We kill you.
anyway.
Did he kill anybody?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I don't know jack shit about him. I haven't researched it. But from what I understand, from what I heard, again,
knife him.
There may not be truth to this. He left because we had Jewish ancestry.
Uh-oh.
And... if you if your family had left Germany because of the Nazis, basically,
yeah,
I don't know exactly how this works, but you can get German citizenship.
Just that? They should give you more than that.
They should. Oh, reparations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your reparations at, Josh? You should get some fucking money, motherfucker.
I don't think we'll get money for that. you get a house.
I mean, you could have had a different life.
Get some,
dude.
Nazi gold.
That forced your family out of their homeland.
There is still Nazi gold.
I mean, just
out there.
You could have had
we could
a different life.
Maybe I could go try
it,
to.
It rapes you of a chance.
Or it could have been worse.
It could have, but it could have been better, too.
I mean, if he didn't leave Germany at that time, I wouldn't be here.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I could have ended up, maybe I'm more of my mom's egg.
Yeah.
And then I just would have been somebody else. Yeah. I just wouldn't be me exactly.
I don't know. We'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
we'll just put some stem cells in there.
Yeah, I don't think I would be up for any reparations out of that.
No.
I mean, I don't think he was, I don't know.
I wonder if I can get anything.
By family history, I don't know that I believe any of it that I've
heard. What about
heard.
Indians?
I'd have to... Native Americans
you're
referring to? I've got some lineage there. I don't think enough to
My dad was like quarter blood. My great-grandma was like full-blooded.
I mean, you might be able to get some like scholarship money something.
Or go live on some native land.
You want to go on a reservation?
I want to go on a
You want to get your own casino?
Fuck yeah, man.
Hey, they make a lot of money. Unless you're... I mean, like Donald Trump, he managed to bankrupt three of them. But I don't know how you bankrupt three casinos, but hey, man, that's art. That's art of the deal right there.
Seems like you just might hire somebody that's good at doing it and let them do it.
It's like the house always wins.
But, you know, he's got
except for it those three times.
Genes in him, so he knows.
He's a stable genius.
Yep.
That's how you pull off bankrupting three casinos. That is man, what do you think about all the sports betting now?
What do you mean?
Like how obscene it's gotten, like with the, I mean, it's like everywhere. Like you've got
like on the like what you can bet on.
Oh,
or?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like in your fit, like they're making most of the money too off the parlay. You know what a parlay bet is?
No.
Parlay bet is just where it gets really fucking ridiculous. you can bet on basically anything in a game or whatever. You can just stuff that will
he
basically
tap his,
not happen.
Will he tap his bet three times?
Yeah, stupid shit. Yeah. And it's not just one thing. It's got to be these three or four things that have to do that are all crazy.
But they could happen.
Yeah, theoretically. You can make a ton of fucking cash off these parlay bets, but... Like, I mean, you're basically not going to win because sports betting, like, if you do know a lot about sports, like, there are people that can win at sports betting if they, you know, follow these teams and know a lot about it and have a good idea. I mean, obviously, you can't always predict it, but those parlay bets.
I think
bets,
I'd just stick to, like, the black or red bets.
Yeah. Roulette.
50-50.
But... That's where, like, the parlay bets are what, but they've made it so easy to, like, bet on sports now via the apps. No. And it's like the.
I thought you were talking about the, because just here recently, in the last election, they were talking about betting on high school sports.
Yeah. Well, I think you can just bet on everything now.
Not in the state of Missouri. I don't think you can yet. On high school sports, at least. I know you can go to Illinois and place bets on high school stuff.
There's people betting on like ping pong matches and shit now, and like
fuck yeah.
There's like all kinds of like these sports I've never fucking heard of that are all of a sudden really popular because they're fucking betting. That's what led to the like sperm races.
Yeah.
Is the just the sports
betting. That was so great. I want to know though, it's like
How they're jerking off in the other?
Well,
like,
no,
how do
not,
you?
No, I want to know how, like, they decipher what sperm is. Are all the sperms put in one thing? Or is it, like, each vial of sperm gets its own course and they just time it?
Well, let's look it up. How does sperm racing work? I guess they just determine what sperm is faster.
I mean, but how are you going to know whose it is? I mean, you'd have to, like, collect that single sperm and do a DNA test on it. That seems like a lot to go through for fucking finding out who's the winner. That's why I don't think all sperms are being dropped in one course. All
right, let's see what ABC7 has to say about it.
But do you get where I'm going at? How hard it would be to tell who won if
contestants
were dropped in one course?
I don't think... Are they really putting it in a course? I don't know exactly... I imagine that because you can't really just shoot it into something.
Did I send you the video?
Yeah, you did. Let's see here. It says, is sperm racing the next big thing? Well, it might not become an Olympic sport, but it's certainly creating quite the buzz. The so-called world's first sperm race was held in downtown L.A. Friday, drawing a rather large crowd. That wasn't this Friday. But how did this all start? Well, that's where Eric Zhu comes in. With the help of wealthy investors, a 17-year-old student, of course, a 17-year-old is going to come up with sperm racing. So he's jerking off all the time. He's just freshly started getting into jerking off, I would imagine. He's a 17-year-old student and entrepreneur from the Bay Area launched the competition to raise awareness of men's health and male fertility. I'm sure that's what it was about. It had nothing to do with making money. The general public doesn't talk about it because it's so taboo, he told Eyewitness News. It's always been associated with adult entertainment or something that's degenerate. What we want to do is make it more of like a sport, a different type of entertainment, but more of like...
It's a pretty degenerate sport.
Yeah. It's optimizing biomarkers. I'd say it's pretty degenerate. So how does the race work? That's what I want to get. We want to get into the specifics here. Well, Friday's contenders... who were handpicked out of dozens of young men, were given money each week to train their mind, bodies, and diets. One race included a young man from USC going against a UCLA student. Now, how do they pick?
I can see how like the diet could change it because it changes
the taste. Yeah, it changes
the
taste. I mean, I don't know that it changes the taste because I'm not like eating different things and tasting my cum.
Yeah,
but I've heard that it changes the taste.
Yeah, so who knows?
I imagine there are people that know. The group has what it calls a sperm racing professional sperm analysis kit, which measures concentration, motility, progressive motility, motile sperm concentration, and progressive motile sperm concentration. According to the sperm racing website, the group has built a microscopic racetrack that mimics the reproductive system, which includes chemical signals, fluid dynamics, and synchronized starts. Wait, how do you synchronize the start? I guess do you jerk off beforehand and like put it in a tube and then they just put the tube down?
I think they just inject it into it.
Inject it?
Probably.
Okay. But not out of their dick. They don't just jerk right off into
it. It's probably like they probably collect, you know, a little bit from everybody and put it all in a test tube and then
yeah, mark each tube.
Fucking, here we go.
Says, then the high-resolution cameras track every microscopic move. The entire thing is live-streamed, complete with stats, leaderboards, and instant replays. Because, yeah, you want an instant replay on was that a foul?
One hit a wall.
The sperm that crosses the finish line first, which is verified by advanced imaging, wins the race. In case you're wondering, the USC contestant on Friday won his race. Oh, I'm so glad. Go USC. When you really think about it, we all won our own individual sperm races to get onto this planet. Well, that's true. So it's only fit that we make it a format that we can all watch and enjoy, said Joshua Gabe, an 18-year-old who attended Friday's race, which even featured a performance by hip-hop artist Ty Dolla $ign. I'm unfamiliar with Ty Dolla $ign, but the team behind the race consists of Zhu and seven other members, most of whom are active on social media. I can't speak, but that's pretty much the end. It doesn't really get that descriptive, other than they're putting it in the racetrack. But I am a little curious to know more. Like, are they jerking off right before the race? Is it like...
Not sure.
OnlyFans? Is there an OnlyFans to where you can see
sperm banks so you can just bank it?
Yeah. But is there like an OnlyFans to see like the behind the scenes of the sperm race of them just jerking off?
I mean, exclusive footage.
They do have, I know, was it in Japan or whatever, where they have the machine that basically milks you. You stick your dick in and it fucking jerks you off and collects your semen to, you know, to work for a sperm bank.
Nice.
And, did you ever see that documentary on Netflix, I think it was, where the guy has over 1,000 children?
Yeah.
It was that, I think, that led me to find out that they had in like either China or Japan where they had the machine that just like, it looks like a little kiosk or something. You stick your dick in it.
You?
I mean, I've stuck my dick in, you know, the fake vaginas. So, I mean, it's basically like that. I mean,
but the robot. Like,
you gotta. This thing doesn't look that intimidating.
I don't know. Have you seen the inside?
You think it's gonna break my dick off? I mean, I'd want to get to know it first. Maybe have dinner. Have a nice dinner.
Feels good, but like, probably also it's probably got a bunch of knives just waiting. You don't see them.
We tricked you, American. This is how we're gonna kill every American. We're gonna
cut your dick off.
You will no longer have children.
Or, you know, I've also heard if you apply some downward thrust force to the penis.
Yeah, like 5 pounds worth or whatever, or seven, whatever it is.
Kill somebody.
That's good because 7 pounds is really my lucky number.
Yeah.
Or seven is my lucky, not 7 pounds. Seven is my lucky number. So there you go. Of course it's seven. That's
Wanna go get some weights?
Just get a 7-pounder. Let's test this
Let's
theory.
Test this out.
We don't need to do cop suicide by cop.
I don't feel too good.
I think this might be killing me. I think this is 7 seems to be the right.
We could just, you know, do 2-pounders.
There are people that are, you know, upset that they got circumcised as children. I don't know that they use 7 pounds worth of weight, but they do.
I would be upset.
I don't. Are you?
No.
Circumcised?
Yeah.
Okay. But so you're not upset. Think you would. Yeah. Okay. I'm not either.
It just seems like it would end up like a belly button. I forget about it a lot. And
I think it's kind of a pain in the ass. You got to clean it out. Skin, you know?
In my younger days, I probably wouldn't forget about it, but now, you know, like sometimes I just don't get it out every night.
You know, yeah, touch it every day. Other than to piss.
I want to go to sleep. I probably take enough.
I would think pissing too. Like, I never really thought about it until this moment. No. But do you have to pull? I guess you got to pull the skin back to piss. Yeah. Otherwise, you're pissing all over your skin.
I don't know. I mean,
because it's just the fighter just hides back in the. The turtle goes back in his shell. I don't know. I didn't really.
I take midnight or 3 a.m. poops now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird time to. What time are you eating?
It's all like the, I guess all the medicine and shit.
Yeah.
I take enough pills at night to put a large dog down for like 24 hours probably.
What all meds you got to take for the?
All kinds of shit. Well, I'm on 3 different meds for anxiety.
What type of diabetes is it?
Type 2. Yeah, it's pretty manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no needles.
No, I got to take needles. Needles.
You got needles?
I got needles.
Ooh, we can have some fun
actually,
later.
I'm actually taking Moderna. It was like one of the drugs that they first found out that, you know, the whole weight loss thing.
The weight loss thing?
Yeah. Like, you know how like you take the shots now once a month and you can lose all this fucking weight? Oh,
like Ozempic?
That all came from diabetic medicine.
Oh, so you were ahead of the curve. Yes. They were like, ooh, we want what these diabetics have.
Well, it's because it reduces your hunger. And a lot of diabetics, I mean, you eat too much carbs and shit. And that shit's so it controls how much you want to eat. And like people were starting, hey, I lost 20 pounds in the last 2 months.
So you're like, hey, you want some of my diabetes meds?
Dude, without my insurance, it's like $1,200, $1,600 for like 4 vials.
Yeah,
I pay 25 for them. But
yeah, that makes you be like, well, I can't quit my fucking job.
Well, I probably could if I just sold those. Well, I need the insurance.
Yeah, you need the insurance.
There's my second source of income. Hey, you want to lose some weight?
I'm gonna need more of those meds. It's not working. Like this dosage is too low for me.
I mean, I take metformin, and I take over time release insulin, take Moderna once every 7 days, and a pill once in the morning. And about I've got a Monday through.
So is your like whole like medicine cabinet full of shit now?
Well, no, not my medicine. I've got like a little tray on the wall I made for it. And then I've got a pill box.
Oh,
for AM and PM.
I haven't used it in a long time, but I had a pill box that I when I've just taken like supplements.
Dude, I've got fucking, I take like 6 pills in the morning now.
Yeah.
Or no, at night. 3 in the morning.
Are they like big pills?
Oh, 2 of them are.
You gotta like.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got one lodged in my throat one morning. That sucked.
So it might just kill you.
Yeah. Well, no, I got.
Well, at least you don't live alone.
Well, and it, I could slowly feel like it dissolving in my throat. And I'm like, this sucks.
Drink more.
But I got stuck. I think it got stuck.
That sucks too. Like when I've had pills stuck in my throat before, and then afterwards you got a sore throat for days afterwards. Yes, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. I know about getting things stuck in my throat.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
Well, I got to stop putting big things in my mouth. I can't help it. I've choked on beef jerky more than once.
I've,
meat sticks will do it to me.
Got a large jawbreaker stuck in my mouth once.
Yeah. That happened in that movie Jawbreaker. You got to watch out. That girl was killed with the Jawbreaker.
Nope. That scared the shit out of me, too.
Watching the movie?
No. I have a Jawbreaker stuck in my mouth, Josh. Yeah. That's what freaked me out.
That movie terrified me.
I can't watch it anymore.
Dude, I choke on stuff. Like, it's bad. Like, my throat has, like, shrunk as I've gotten older. Because, like, I've had 2 incidences at work now where I had a meat stick. And
you,
it almost died
on
break.
You just not chew? Are you like a dog?
I chew, man. But just, like,
like
I
what,
guess on
bites?
break time, like, I got to be careful with what I'm eating. Because, like, especially in the first break, it's only, like, a 15-minute break. And I walk out to my car, too, so just walking out there, you know, takes a little while. So I'm like...
You don't want to poop or have to poop.
Well, I try not to do that at work, but if I do, I usually try to do it at, like... Well, I leave my car a little early and get back in with enough time. If I have to, I'll shit. See, but like I try not to shit.
I don't take long poops anymore. They're quick now.
Shit takes me a like, while, but
bam, out.
I usually do it like right after work.
Oh, I poop like 4 times a day now.
I right after work, after I eat dinner, and sometimes in the morning.
I had a lot of hot snakes.
Hot snakes. Like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. You got the snakes with the
hot snakes.
Hot snakes.
Do you get the hot snakes?
I mean, I've had some hot snakes. My shit these days isn't hot unless I've been eating a lot of hot food.
I've had a lot of soft, but now it's gone back to a little bit more like, I don't know. I think
you got some firmness.
Yeah, there's more firm. I thought I had liver problems there for
yeah,
but it's just all the new medicine. I'm
pretty sure I got all kinds of problems, but
my poop was like very pale.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah,
pale shit.
That means like your liver's not doing that great.
Yeah, that's all right. You gotta go somehow, right?
Your liver or your prostate? It's one of the two.
My prostate's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I've got a pretty nice hemorrhoid that makes a nice sharp pain in my butthole.
That's good. You ever eaten like really spicy food and then had your butthole burn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always good.
I get that when I got the shits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had my butthole burn in a while.
I like a good poop though. If I didn't have a hemorrhoid. If I had a good girl.
I mean, I guess if...
I'd take a pinky up the butt.
I mean, I guess if I didn't shit for long periods of time, like you had an issue with there for quite a long time,
it's just like,
then I would probably just like appreciate shitting
the
more.
The feel of it coming out, it's like amazing. Like sometimes I just think about the feel of it after I take a poop.
I shit a lot, but I even with shitting like a lot multiple times a day, I always feel like I could shit more.
No, that's how I feel now.
I don't understand. Like, how is that? How's there still more shit in my body?
I got a lot more gassy too.
Yeah, you just ripping them out.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I hurt my butt crack. Like it burns.
Do you still scratch your taint and
not
smell
as
it?
Not much as
no?
what I did before.
Does your taint feel differently now that you're shitting?
No.
Is it less itchy?
It's not the itchy part. It's like it's like a dog's itch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just gets going.
Yeah. Like, and once you're in there, you gotta...
I can get down there right now and start it up.
And then you're like, I gotta keep going.
I gotta keep going.
My
shower is gonna... My butthole's gonna burn when the water touches it.
Good to know. Taint scratching. It was... I never really scratch my taint.
Dude, taint pleasure is the best.
I don't do anything to my taint. It never sees the light of day.
No.
It's like it taint there. Yeah, that was a bad joke.
It took me a minute. I'm like, okay.
It taint there.
Oh, I'm like, good one. You got it.
Yeah. Ba-doom. Well, it's good having you on.
Well, thank
first
you.
First time in years. Episode 666, and I didn't even really mention it since the beginning. That was, I thought, like, leading up to this one, the last few weeks, I should do something for 666, and yeah, I didn't really even mention it
other than
the
wore
beginning.
We
could have done something. We could have killed a goat. I don't know.
No.
Put a pentagram on the carpet.
Pick a fight with those guys up there.
With the neighbors?
Too fast, too furious car.
Oh.
They're both out there cleaning it, talking about UFC fights.
Well, they're talking about UFC fights, then I'm probably going to... Well, I mean, I'm a steel worker now. I got a little bit of strength. I don't know about fighting, but I can throw them over me.
Just run and tackle. Then ground and pound. Run,
ground and pound.
Tackle, ground, pound.
I don't think I want to do that to my neighbors, though. It's like, you know...
Just kick them in the nuts.
You wanted to do that to randos.
No, randos.
Yeah, random people. Oh. You don't like that, or like a town over or so. You know, people that you probably aren't going to see again.
So I'm good well, here.
Actually, I don't remember if I even talked about it on the podcast. I probably did, but like about a month ago or so, I went with several guys from work to Hot Shots in Fenton, where we've been before.
It's been a while.
And the one guy Matt I work with. Well, Matt and my buddy John, also from work, were both hitting on this girl at the table next to us, but she was. She had claimed that she was okay. She was with a group.
Boyfriend.
She was with a group of people.
No.
And there was one guy that was seen to be like very close to her, but he walked away, and they're like hitting on her and stuff, and asked her. Oh, she's like, "Oh, that's my crazy ex," which already you hear crazy ex, you should probably just walk away, right? The guy did look crazy. The guy did look crazy. He had that crazy eye. Dude, he had that crazy eye. And, well, it was somebody's birthday party, and I don't, and she said she had a restraining order on him, too. So already, this is already sounds fantastic, you know? Sounds like no red flags here.
I remember Scott, he was real drunk. And,
yeah.
Your friend's old stepsister. Was there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just plopped right in the middle between them and started hitting on her. And he did not do a fucking thing because he was like three times the size.
Yeah. This guy, though, this guy was clearly crazy. And when he came back over to the table,
did he give you some looks?
He might have looked at me. I don't know that he was really looking at me so much. But the guy Matt, he's a big dude. Matt's a big dude. I wouldn't, like, if I just ran into Matt somewhere not knowing him, I would be like, I don't think I want to fuck with that guy. That would just me personally. And anyway, this girl had already asked for, like, John, or said she'd take John and Matt's phone number, which is like
so they were both just like hitting her on the uh-huh. same time, be like, uh-huh. will you take both of our numbers?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
Yep.
If you sleep with both of us at the same time.
Well, I can tell you some stories about both of them that maybe I should wait until lunch we're done here. But anyway. Crazy X comes back and Matt and John both had written their telephone numbers on a receipt and we're going to give it to her. And he comes back, Crazy X comes back, and John, I guess, went to the bathroom. And as the Crazy X comes back, well, I guess she walked away too. And then they both had come back, and then Matt's got his phone number on a receipt and he reaches over like, she's not facing Matt and her Crazy X is facing us. Looking towards Matt, and he decides he's going to hand her this receipt with his number on it. Like, cause she's got her hand behind her back. I don't think, you know, not waiting for a number to be held, but her hand just happened to be behind her back. And he reaches out and just like places the fucking paper in her hand. And Crazy X sees this, but he didn't see that he had like a receipt or anything in his hand. He just assumed he grabbed her ass. Crazy X was not happy about this.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Was pissed. And immediately like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck are you grabbing her ass for and shit? And Matt's like, I didn't grab her ass.
Not yet.
And thankfully, Matt was all calm. And like, Matt stood up and he towered over this guy. But this didn't seem to bother Crazy X. He was all still just up. And there was four guys. We were there with the other friend Gavin, and so there was four of us, and he was the group of people he was with did not seem like any of them were really a threat, and I don't think any of them gave a shit about this guy. So I don't think like he would have had any backup, but like and thankfully Matt was all cool, but the girl got in between Matt and the other dude and was like, whoa. Like, and then John comes out of the bathroom and he sees like the dude standing up talking to Matt, like getting in his face. And so then John comes running over. He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
We're gonna fight.
Like, I'm like, I see John running over like, oh, fuck me. Because I didn't know exactly what was going on. I only heard bits and pieces of this conversation. I was like sitting at this table. It was like, I wasn't too concerned because like, I didn't think the guy would really fuck with Matt, but because knowing the size, but like difference, like I saw John running over like, okay, this is going to get bad. And, like, I'm like, all right, we should probably get going. Like, we ended up leaving. The guy like ran outside too after us. And like, as we're driving away, he's out in the fucking parking lot. Well, he didn't catch up to us, but like the girl ended up like texting Matt because she had his number. Turns out there was all kinds of red flags with this woman other than this crazy ex thing. But apparently that dude went to the gas station and found who he thought was one of us, or at least I guess he ran into a group of guys and just thought it was us. I don't know how much they look like us. I'm going to guess probably not at all. But he kicked the shit out of him. He was that enraged and crazy. And and then she gave her ex Matt's phone number because he was calling him from different numbers and flipping out and told him, like, I kicked your ass. He's like, you didn't kick my ass. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, but yeah, it was a crazy night, and I'm kind of a little nervous about going back to the shots for a while. I don't think I would get fucked with. If the guy was already kicking the shit out of random people thinking it was us, I highly doubt he's going to remember me of all people, because I didn't really say shit. But yeah, that was
in the safe zone.
And apparently this girl too, she was like, we Facebook stalked her and stuff after we found out what her name was and shit. And like, it looked like she was married just recently to somebody else.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know that they were even split up. So it's like, very, there was a lot of red flags. And, and yeah, it was, it got a little hairy. I was more concerned that the guy might have a knife or a gun. That, like, because I was pretty sure that he wasn't going to be able to rough Matt up very easily.
I don't know. Having a knife scar might be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if he stabs you in a plate, like your face or something, but I mean, if he stabs you in the fucking kidney or something, you might have a real problem.
Oh, you'd be all right. We're close to a hospital here.
This was in Fenton. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a hospital somewhere close to there, but.
You'd be fine.
But yeah, that was. It could have gotten out of hand. As good times though, good times. But yeah, I guess we're good here.
All right.
It seems like keep going on. As I could tell you some more stuff after we get off that I may not want to put out into the internet. yeah, thanks for coming on and everything. And as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.